Some more advice for the month of Ramadan. If the lockdown continues, then i'tikaf, which is a very insignificant part of the month of Ramadan, especially in the last 10 days and nights of Ramadan, then that i'tikaf should be performed at home. And the requirements are the same for it to be a sane, mature Muslim man or Muslim woman who needs to be in a state of purity and also in a state of fasting. So you need to be a mature individual and reach the age of puberty. You need to be sane, you need to be a Muslim man or a woman, and you need to be in a state of tahara, purity, and you also need to be in a state of fasting in order for you to do i'tikaf. You can do i'tikaf in your bedroom or allocate a particular area within your home where you will dedicate yourself and seclude yourself for the complete remembrance and devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, on the 20th day of fasting, you must go to your place of seclusion, place of i'tikaf, and sit there and be there before Maghrib begins. And then from Maghrib onwards, your i'tikaf will begin up until the end of Ramadan. And for those people sitting i'tikaf, whether it is the father or the mother, whoever it may be, the mature adult individual, then they need to make sure that they make the necessary preparations before they go into i'tikaf for medication, for food, and for other necessities, so they do not have to leave the i'tikaf and break the i'tikaf as a result. Also, in the month of Ramadan, zakat is very, very important, and a person must continue to respect their zakat lunar anniversary date. So remember, the Islamic calendar works upon the lunar cycle. So you look at when your zakat was due every single year based on the lunar cycle, and you discharge your zakat based on that. So whether it is before Ramadan, during Ramadan, or after Ramadan, you should remember that particular date. But even if it is after Ramadan, then you should give it within the month of Ramadan for receiving extra reward and benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So calculate your zakat, 2.5% of your savings, of your assets, of anything surplus that you have in terms of your bonds and your shares and your wealth and your gold and your silver or anything additional that you have, then calculate your zakat, 2.5%, and discharge that zakat and give that in the month of Ramadan or before the month of Ramadan via online or other available methods, so you can reach those people in need and you can receive abundant reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More importantly, if there are Muslims in your local area, then it is better and more recommended and beneficial for you to donate your zakat to them, because they are more worthy of your zakat. So yes, we all give our zakat to our home countries, wherever it may be, but if you know people who are eligible, who are miskeen, who are ghareeb, who are faqeer, who have lost their jobs, who are struggling to survive, who have no assets or savings of their own, then you should give your zakat to them and help those people before you go and help people internationally. Equally, you can distribute your zakat, give a little bit locally, give a little bit nationally, and give some internationally as well for those who are deserving our attention. Ramadan is also a month of charity. So in addition to your compulsory zakat, which is 2.5%, donate optional charity as well, as much as you can, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, charity removes calamities and extinguishes the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give lillah, give khairat, sadaqat, give donations in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And especially remember your masjid and continue to support your masjid and give donations to your masjid, so your masjid can continue to support you and serve you and your community. One final thing is sadaqatul fitr, which is part and parcel of your month of Ramadan. So any deficiencies that you have in terms of your fasting that you may have said or done in the month of Ramadan, then sadaqatul fitr, the purity of this, removes all of those deficiencies, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts your fasting in the month of Ramadan. So it is £5 minimum per person within your home, whether they are fasting or they are not fasting. Every single household member within your home, whether they are born on the day of Eid al-Fitr or whenever, however old they may be, every single individual is obligated to pay Sadaqatul Fitr, which is £5 per person within their home. And you should pay this at the beginning of Ramadan or in the middle of Ramadan, as early as possible. And it goes to those people who are poor, those people who are in need, so that they can find provisions and get clothes and prepare themselves for the month of Ramadan and also for the day of Eid al-Fitr. And the calculation is based on the on some amount of barley or raisins and dates and also wheat. So the minimum that we should be giving Sadaqatul Fitr is £5 per person, and those who are able to give more should give more in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, the Eid Salah. If the lockdown continues during the month of Ramadan and post Ramadan, then Eid Salah will not be necessary, will not be wajib for those people in their homes. Just like Jum'ah now is suspended due to the lockdown. So Jum'ah is not there, and similarly Eid al-Fitr will also be will not be prayed as well. So Eid Salah will not be prayed within the home, just like Jum'ah Salah is not prayed within the home. However, even though you will not be praying Eid Salah, you can still, in addition, pray two rak'ahs or four rak'ahs of nafl, of shukr, of praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you will not insert any extra takbirs that we normally do in the takbirs of Eid al-Fitr. You will just pray two normal, ordinary nafl salah or four rak'ahs nafl and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us all based on our intentions, based on our efforts, and enable us all to return to the beautiful month of Ramadan, to enter into the beautiful month of Ramadan with conviction, with sincerity, with ikhlas, with devotion, and fulfill all of the requirements of Ramadan, whether it is salah, whether it is suhoor, whether it is iftari, whether it is i'tikaf and giving zakat, zakatul fitr, or giving sadaqatul fitr, giving charity, and also with the Eid salah as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. Jazakumullahu khairan.